seconds now. Leave it all till Monday, Linda. It's been a long, hard week. Have you got your coat, Cake? Worries you so, dear. Well, I don't think that matters very much. You're not going to admit to it. Are we going to Elsterwood's? Right.
Hello, yes. Mrs.
Bye-bye, Linda. Long way to walk.
Florence asked me, saying she spoke to you about some development plan or something. She said, shall I bring it round to you? And I said, no, I'll ask Chris about it.
Quite right. Dillis has let planning permission lapse.
I know she has.
And she's reapplied.
Yeah. Is that what all it's about?
That's all it's about. As far as I'm concerned, Dick can sort out the problems on it.
But something about some development plan. Then she said, oh, she didn't like how the houses were laid out because one was behind the other. But I saw the plan last time, I don't know, they were sort of like that in the plot.
Right. Yes.
It's a problem, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, come on, Ella. In the car here, dear. Yes, come on. Good dog. In you go. Right. Thanks, Tony. Bye.
It's
all a bit naked, isn't it? Yes.
I don't want to argue with that neighbour, so...
No. Well, there's no to stop us training to look at something along our side if we choose,
well,
is there?
Well, there is really, because it's not... No, I don't think we ought to do that. It'd be unfriendly.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I'd like to get... The reason I wanted to come here and go in my car...
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. We'll go in your car.
Yes.
Because I want to go round Mottingham before I go to Elsterwood and buy some more plants. I saw some... Well, I think they're all right. I've got to look at them more closely. I would like to... Yes, you're going, darling. I'm very excited, aren't you?
Oh, who that lady, naked-looking lady who waved at me is?
Betty,
no, I haven't in the last couple of days. She was around for a period.
In the last couple of days?
Yes.
Oh, that's nothing.
We're going to the Mottingham Centre, aren't we? Gardening Centre.
Yeah, it's not a garden centre, it's just a shop or
two there. Oh, whereabouts?
In the shopping parade. I'll show you where it is.
Oh, I see, righto. Yes.
Well, that place that Rosemary mentioned, it's only open on Saturdays.
Yes.
Getting hustle from her. her insurance company about her claim on her new door.
Really?
You know what happened?
No, I don't remember your telling me.
When Susanna went down there time before last, she was strapping Layla into the back seat for Liz, while Liz went into the house to get something. And someone came down Hurst Road, misjudged it, and scraped the car door, bashed Liz's car door, and scraped along the side of her car as she drove past at great speed.
Yes.
And it meant a respray on her car and a new door for Liz's car. Sit down.
Right.
And Liz said she was going far too fast. It took her whole three car lengths, parked cars, to stop. And obviously she was going too fast to judge the distance.
Yes.
And Susanna hadn't opened the door any wider because she was still strapping the child in. Which she had been doing as Liz left the car.
Yes. Was Susanna hurt?
No, she wasn't. Only the car door.
Yes.
But now, Liz's insurance company has said they'll do what they can for her, but as she had opened the door into the oncoming traffic, it probably was her fault.
And this took place in Hurst Road. I mean, that, that's a bit of a nonsense to my mind.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's double parking and single line, and the lady should have been extremely wary.
Well, you can't move at more than about 15 miles an hour maximum down Hurst Road anyway, can you? Absolutely. Absolutely right. Yes.
And I feel, in a way, slightly responsible that it was Susanna.
Well, I don't suppose Susanna was doing anything she shouldn't have been.
No, she wasn't, but even so, you know, I said that to Liz. They said, oh, it's not, nothing to do with your responsibilities. Even so, she has to play the first something or other, you know, as one does in a claim, towards the new door.
Yes.
She said, I've paid that. That's not a hassle. Anyway,
she hasn't paid it. She
said, that's not a hassle. But I thought, well, maybe I'll send her some money. I don't know. What do you normally pay on these things? 25, 50?
Oh, it's a variable.
But it does. So she said she hadn't got an up-to-date.
Copy them and send them if you like.
Well, I gave her the clause numbers, you know.
Right.
But she said she felt her insurance company should be fighting for her on this, not giving way.
Well, I mean, who's her broker?
She doesn't have one, you see.
She should use Jeffrey.
She feels that they're not really interested as long as
Well, I would recommend that you tell her to contact Geoffrey. Say, will you take this on for me, please, and carry my car insurance for me in future. Got the one around the corner.
There's this one and the one around the corner, yes. Okay.
incredibly expensive, yes. Do you want to go to the garden centre of Mottingham?
The garden.
Other end of Mottingham Lane.
No, okay, it's just about closing on Friday. Do you want to go there and get a map of home?
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Find one.
Oh, hang on a minute. I didn't bring my wallet. I've only got peanuts. Thank you. Paid for it?
Yes, I paid for it. It's part of the lavatory. It has to have peas put into it though.
I didn't get anything.
They have any?
No. They've got a free nylon bag in those with any arm solaire purchase. Right. Should we go in the car then? Really? Go back up again, don't we?
We can go down to that one. Oh no, we don't. No, you're right. We want to go back up again. Quite. Unless we go from this end. Yes, we can go.
Well, it doesn't really go through, does it?
Positive. I don't mean that road. No.
Oh. there, just the end, look.
Yes, that's right. It does go through. Huh? We have to then drive round again to get home. Get into Mottingham Woods there.
St. Vincent's Roman Catholic Primary School. Road closed.
So we can go in there.
We do that well. Go up the road up there, aren't they? Well, I've been in this end. Well, have you had a good day today? Did you get the library books back?
It's not very warm, is it?
It isn't warm at all.
Has Emma said that she might be getting up tomorrow evening?
Uh-huh.
Not definitely for sure.
Right. I don't think her eyesight's very good, really.
No. Doesn't
it? Relatively recent. It's fascinating to think why that particular tree actually keeled over and all the others around. It's no bigger than the others, is it? Well, look at the size of its trunk.
It might have been,
yes. Just a weedy one. Go around the sordid backs of the house. Bits left over.
Well, I've got some.
house. No, she's very disheartening the way she picks at it, I think. Very disagreeable, that's for sure. Yes, I like it. Fish pie or something. That leads us into houses again. We have to go down this one by the look of things. You have your anti-nettle trousers on. Because of me.
I've woken up so early every morning.
Because I've been snoring, or to discover me snoring. No, we're not in the woods proper here. This isn't Elmstead Woods. Go over onto the wreck. Without a hanky, which is rather a bore. Thank you. Let's investigate this Mottingham Garden Club.
I think you can buy plants from it, even if you don't belong to it.
Well, at 50 pence a year, I think I might even be able to afford to belong to it. Well, you can see where it's coming to. Yes.
Wouldn't be
Kid Brook, I suppose, would it? Colouring, anyway.
Not sure what you can tell. No. Seems to be a female thrush, isn't it? You're rather expert. It's not like blackbirds, so one's black and one's brown.
Right. Saturday I said I was going to collect John's suitcase from Susan. I came this way and called on Susan. She wasn't in. I ran the dog round here and called on Susan again. She still wasn't in, so that was that. They're really going to town on these pavements, aren't they? Amazing. Apparently state of pavements is the thing that people complain about most to local councils. Pretty scruffy yard, isn't it? Why, have you heard me say it before today? Oh. Seems strange that they need to throw out those old curbstones. You'd imagine they could have used them again, wouldn't you?
They use them for something else. They build up.
Yeah, she's had a good enough run, really.
Change of scenery. Suzanne and Sarah's getting on this tonight. Did Sarah deliver the fabric?
And Suzanne at the same time? Yes. Day for those 6 weeks as it is. To the lunch party. Anybody else has completed their reports? Did I tell you I mentioned to Ray about Phil and he remembered him?
Yes, I think he did.
Some conference at Eastbourne or whatever.
He ought to remember him from Bexley, surely. I mean,
well, they didn't teach in the same place, so why should they?
True.
I mean, maybe they met occasionally, but particular reason to remember. I had quite a good chat with Ray the other day. Yes,
Paul looks better. I've seen him rushing down the road at great speed to catch trains. Not looking as white as he was a few months ago.
Really?
Perhaps he's getting over his ME.
Do you think it was genuine?
What do you mean, Louis Vuitton? Do I think he was lingering?
Yes.
Oh, why should he do that?
Oh, it's okay. ME is one of those things that...
Why on earth should he want to linger? It's only himself and his own work he suffers.
Yes. Really, it's a bit odd the way those two bits of the wood do not connect.
Yes, I feel they do somewhere. Maybe when you were...
Well, the green chain walk went up in through into the houses. So, I doubt that it does.
You have to look on a map. What a good dog you are, Digger. Digger thinks she's a good dog. Linda didn't know who was feeding her.
No. Accuse her of leaving her home at 5:20.
a busy road to live on this, isn't it?
Yes, it is, actually. Too fast.
Does she find it busy?
Perhaps we could sell them a few sleeping policemen. I can't remember her saying so, as such. I spoke to Tony today.
Oh, yes, on what?
Oh, scientific instrumentation. Got a chap in Japan who wants some, but he's a bit woolly about what he wants. Tony gave me the name of his pal of his, who is Professor of Biochemical Engineering at University College London. I haven't spoken to him yet. You panting, digger, do you fancy a gin?
Just a drop of water.
Dog-sized gin.
Dog-sized gin.
A very mean one.
She's all right today. She's had a bone, haven't you? Yes.
Did she bury the bone-io yesterday? Did she actually end up crunching it?
I suspect she ate it. She's not as daft as she looks.
Oh, aren't you really, digger? I always thought you were pretty daft.
She's just pretty.
That's right.
Just pretty. It's interesting that Bill's going to go to the trouble of taking out the picture windows and putting in...
Well, John was saying to me that Bill is such a perfectionist that although he's done good works already, he will ensure that every single corner of that house will be immaculate and exactly the way he wants it. But it'll take him 3 or 4 years to do it.
Well, there's nothing. It took us about 7 years to get every room in our house.
Well, that was just to take down one room of wallpaper, wasn't it?
Lying yourself, darling.
God, I hate decorating.
Do you?
Yes. It's dreary.
You're so nicely done. It all looks so pretty, doesn't it? When I'm old and retired, I've still got my physical strength and bent.
You'll take up decorating, will
no,
you?
I shall not take up decorating.
Will you?
No. I used to like gardening when I was at home.
You mean in your parents' house?
No, I mean when Susanna was tiny.
Oh, right, yes. Sorry we didn't get any plants.
Oh, well, there's no point. I couldn't stand there choosing in all that cold.
They didn't look very spectacular. I don't know what the price was, but they certainly didn't look all that special.
No, the ones around the corner looked better at 75, but I just didn't feel like standing there in the cold. There's another place that was selling quite good-looking plants, and that was on Whitehorse Hill. On the opposite side from the pub, a bit further on towards...
Oh, really?
Yes, it's a sort of newsagent's come... There's a few little shops in a parade.
Yes.
On the right there. And they had great racks of plants standing there.
There used to be a place opposite, on the same side as the White Horse, that was selling plants. But I don't like that naked fence at all.
Oh, I don't mind it. Especially if it's going to be...
Bring back the ivy, I say.
No, we've got enough green stuff going crazy here. We can grow a bit onto that, behind the trees. We can let that happen again.
Yes, that will, because it's still there.
Yes, but I don't think we should try and make this happen again.
No, okay. That ought to be thinned out, actually.
Yes,
ought to get William to have a crack at that sometime.
You shouldn't do it at this moment.
Oh, no, I'm sure. Oh, and your handbag.
I was going to plant the Lavatera, but
these days they tend to think that peats are something you should save and not waste in the garden.
Yes, but on the other hand,
yes, he is going to... Thanks, Chris. Oh, do you want this in your thing? Oh, no, it's not for school, is it? No, sorry. Oh, yes, right.
I thought it turned in. These are pretty.
They are pretty, aren't they? They are original geraniums.
They're lovely.
I think.
And all these mauve and pink looks really nice in this. Yes.
The delphiniums don't produce much of a bloom, do they? Well, that one over there is the established one.
Well, that's all right.
Yes. I always think of delphinium as having blooms right the way up the stalk.
Well, you may be wrong.
Oh, never dear. Me? Wrong?
This is the thing that's desperate to know you're
having
that. What's it?
It's
smothering
the rose. Well, I mean, it's going driving, yes, into the rose here, which is not very clever.
Yes.
I've never seen it so flourishing.
No, because William has never cut it back.
Oh, really? Really? Yes.
Whenever I was in charge of it, I used to cut it right down.
Well, I must say I much prefer it like that because it covers up the ugly fence. Well, it's not beautiful, is it? Oh, really? Well, what's that? Oh, that's the fuchsia, isn't it?
That's the fuchsia.
Has it been watered today?
Yes, I have watered it, as you can see. There were two plants. There's a flower.
Perhaps that needs a stalk in the middle. Amari overseas, can't quote today, first thing Monday. Thank you, Snoopy, I've got the message.